AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP at least two people were killed at a casino in Reno, Nevada. Police spokesperson Chris Johnson says they got a call this morning about a shooting at the Grand Sierra Resort Casino.
Within 4 minutes, we had located the suspect, and an officer-involved shooting had occurred.
Johnson says the suspect is in custody and was hospitalized. This happened in the valet area of the casino. President Trump says he wants Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make sure food gets into Gaza.
Israel has a lot of responsibility. They're hampered by the fact that you still have 20 hostages or so.
The president's comments seem to result from the images in recent days of the worsening hunger crisis in Gaza. Health officials say Israeli strikes have killed at least 36 Palestinians across the Gaza Strip, including a pregnant woman whose baby was delivered after her death but also died. President Trump says he wants to shorten the 50-day deadline he gave Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end the three-year war in Ukraine.
I'm not so interested in talking anymore. We have such nice conversations, such respectful and nice conversations, and then people die the following night with a missile going into a town and hitting, recently, I guess, the nursing home, but they hit other things. Whatever they hit, people die.
The president said 2 weeks ago he would implement severe tariffs on Russia unless a peace deal is reached by early September. He now wants to move that up. A judge is blocking efforts by the Trump administration to defund Planned Parenthood and orders it keeps getting Medicaid funds. Lawyers trying to get temporary restraining orders against an immigration detention center in Florida's Everglades say alligator Alcatraz detainees have been barred from meeting with their lawyers. The U.S. and Argentina announced they're working on a plan to allow Argentine tourists to again travel to the U.S. without a visa. This is AP News. President Trump says he's a big fan of King Charles, despite the British monarch's environmentalism. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Great guy. Great person.
The president says he's looking forward to September's state visit, when the king will host him at Windsor Castle. As he spoke in Scotland, the president noted the beauty of his mother's homeland, except one part, the turbines of the UK's growing wind power industry.
These ugly monsters all over the place.
While he routinely rips wind power, Charles is a renewable energy champion, and the president says that's fine.
Every time I've met with him, he talked about the environment, how important it is, and I'm all for it. I think that's great.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A search continues for a suspect in the killing of a married couple who were attacked in Arkansas's remote Devil's Den State Park while hiking with their two young children. Ed Donahue, AP News.